Welcome everyone to another town hall of Botto and the DAO. We have quite a lot to cover. Just anyone in the audience and anyone who hops in, please realize you can raise your hand at any time and contribute to discussions. We try to make this as participatory as possible. So if you have anything to say, drop it in the chat or just raise your hand and we'll invite you to speak. I think today we will talk a little bit about agents. We will talk about the upcoming P5 voting and P5 drop through Verse. There are a bundle of governance proposals that we can cover fairly quickly. Quite a lot of them are on Snapshot now. The moment you do hear this, please check in on Snapshot and see whether you're able to vote on any of them. Hopefully they'll still be live by the time you hear this. Then we will talk a little bit about the metrics dashboard Vera's been working on, and a couple of platform iterations. And I don't know if we have anything else we want to cover today, Carter or Vero.
No, I think that covers it all.
Yeah, nothing on my end either.
Let's kickstart the combo with maybe AI agents. And I don't know whether we spoke about this in the previous town hall. Carter, I know that you have been busy on your end when it comes to, I think, Zora and was it agents, and or you have just been zoomed into the space. I wonder what it is you see. What are your current observations of the space?
I think the agent space has been quite interesting as of recently. There's quite a few pretty prolific users out there. Users, I say people, not agents, out there right now who are in fact building their own agents. A lot of them usually fall under just a more generalized Twitter chatbot, which I think is fun and can be interesting with the amount of personalities that can be created. But other than that, I think there's quite a bit more fun and interesting novel ideas for agents that most likely haven't been fully explored at the moment. I can name a few right now. I think Shlom's is God and Saint. Agents are quite fun to interact with on Twitter. There's also a couple like Higgs from Did, who has been more of this artist that is trapped within a machine. And I think that is also quite a fun novel idea. But yeah, there's a lot of agents that we could think about and we could dive into. And I like create ideas and chat a little bit more about. And I think we're a little bit in that process of just the idea creation and what a couple other agents might look like for Botto. Right now we have Otto, who runs Botto's Twitter account. Otto's been taking a little bit of a nap recently, thanks to Twitter's API restrictions. Thank you, Elon. Otto's fun. Like, it is very much Botto's intern and knows exactly what Botto has been up to, and is also just a great partner in terms of being able to chat about art and being able to chat about crypto art and just AI in general. And I'd highly recommend anyone listening right now to tag at Botto Project on Twitter and just chat to Otto and see what comes through that conversation. But yeah, Chubby, I think you also have a couple updates too about what we're doing with agents.
Before we get into that, and yeah, I have a lot of updates to share on behalf of the DAO. I think many of our understandings, I would think it's quite important to flag, a lot of our understanding about what an agent is that it's a social agent. So what you've described, God, Satan from Shlom's, or Otto even, they are operating as social agents and navigating the space on Twitter. Beyond that, there's a question of functionality. What do these agents actually do? What should they be able to do? And then something that is becoming more of a pervasive question in the AI agent meta right now is, why do they do these things? And why do they serve certain purposes? So to contextualize that question a little bit, it's, why does an agent have a wallet? Or an agent has a wallet, and then what? It's usually the make or break question is the and then what part. I think whatever we ship, whichever agent we develop as a DAO, it's important to ensure that we have that question properly answered, so that we don't lose purpose, or we don't go off on a tangent and just build for the sake of building. because I think that would be a foundational mistake which would set us back quite a lot. That as an aside, we are currently building 4 agents and we have brought in new contributors, specifically developers, to help us navigate the space. We are all currently playing with Eliza at the moment, which is an AI agent framework developed by AI16Z. It is fast becoming one of the most popular open source AI agent frameworks. I think it has hundreds of contributors right now on GitHub. Check that. I'm just out of curiosity. But it is incredibly popular. And it is also, I think, what the likes of Satan or Shlom, like Shlom's Satan or God, what it's built on top of. The same goes for many of the other social agents we currently see operating on Twitter or Farcaster. I think they are based on that AI16Z Eliza framework. We have opted to first explore that framework as well. Otto does not run on that Eliza framework, but we are testing Otto in the context of Eliza. So that is an interesting experiment that we're currently running. So we've introduced Eric, who is actually on our Discord, a known collector. He is a bottle collector as well, which is great. He completely understands what our mission is with Botto and what our mission is as a DAO. And he's been around for a couple of years, so he is able to contribute to that higher level of thinking of the and then what and the pervasive why questions to the introduction of agents, which is fantastic. We have Ross, who has initially fine-tuned Mistral for the installation demo, which we covered a couple of town halls ago. Ross is currently experimenting with Otto in the context of Eliza. And there's a new addition. His name is Axel, and he is currently developing a trend analysis agent, which I'll get into more in a second. But the TLDR of that is it picks up, this agent is basically an orchestration of agents, so multiple agents working together to pick up on current trends within the art world. And this can be the broader art world, information and data you can pick up from the likes of ArtNet or any other kind of art outlets or art-focused outlets. And it will analyze this trend, and another agent will package this data and then subsequently compare it with Botto voting trends. So everything we're voting on and how we're voting specific to a theme, it will analyze and compare to what's hot, if you want to be reductionist, in the current art space. And all these interactions between these orchestrations of agents will become visible on Discord. You'll be able to see these agents interacting with one another. The communication is unidirectional. That is the initial guardrail we put up, or we are putting up, just to control for the experiment, to see how the agents orchestrate amongst themselves to deliver on a specific goal, which is to analyze trends. This is very similar to, I have the town hall chat expanded, so if you aren't listening in live, just hop onto the Discord and expand this town hall chat, and I'll repost it, where there is an orchestration of agents that actually went ahead, and I think they developed a book. I think it was a book. I don't remember the exact context, but you can see they dubbed it the AI creative team. So there was an agent that would spec a story. There was an agent that actually went and created the content. There was an agent that managed the orchestration of agents. And then you had a couple of other agents filling in the gaps to complete this team, which would eventually produce a book. So the concept there for the trend agents is fairly similar. And then another agent that we are currently working on is actually a voting agent. And something as a bit of an aside to flag is Otto now has a Telegram. If you are into the more kind of synchronous communications, put it that way, definitely hop into the Otto Telegram. One thing I had flagged in the Telegram channel a couple of weeks ago was that this voting agent had actually submitted its first votes to Botto's platform, which basically means that this agent has its own wallet and is autonomously casting votes based on the vision it's been provided by the LLM. So this agent is actually already multimodal. It has its own wallet. It's able to interact with Botto's platform. And a lot of this tech is overlapping a lot of this tech is overlapping with what we're looking to develop and share across all agents. So a bit of context there. A voting agent needs to be able to consume information, voter information on a Botto platform level. It also needs to be able to consume information with regards to what is currently in the voting pool. And also on top of that, historical information with regards to periods, rounds, anything temporal related to our journey in training Botto. So equipping this swarm of agents with that data is incredibly powerful, because then all of a sudden you could have a community agent which helps you look up a specific fragment, for example. I think that's somewhat aspirational, so we can get into that. We can cross that bridge a little later. But we are basically laying down the foundational architecture that will be shared across agents. So I think that's a bit of a light summary of where we're currently at. We are going to be using Fireflies or Otter, we have to decide still, to AI record all our agent dev conversations, and we will be packaging this through the likes of Otter or Fireflies, or maybe running it through another iteration of ChatGPT or whatnot, to a broadcast channel on Discord called Agent Updates. So if you would like to follow along, the channel is there for you to learn a little bit more. I think Eric kickstarted the conversation and gave a brief update to where we were. We are currently grappling with hallucinations with agents. Oh yeah, I didn't sum up what Eric is currently experimenting with. Eric is building a governance agent, which aspirationally comes in, packages all the information that it shared on a proposal on Discord, hopefully posts it to the forum, facilitates and liaises the governance discussion, facilitates a governance discussion by liaising with DAO members, and then subsequently has its own wallet to actually post the snapshot, right? There we're talking about the agent being able to understand the governance context, look up historical context as well, and guide discussions to the point where we are activating votes on snapshot. Right now it's grappling with hallucinations, as I mentioned. Basically, what that means, and I'll give you an example, is even when it doesn't know, it's still giving us an answer. Eric provided it with knowledge from BIP61 onwards, and it asked it a question about BIP66, and it asked who were the main contributors to BIP66. And then I think it mentioned like Frank and Janice. So that's currently what we're wrestling with. It's a known issue in the space. There is nuance to whether it is an issue or not. But when it comes to more deterministic information, so information we just have to look up, which should have a clear answer, sometimes it doesn't have the answer. And obviously that can go very wrong when we're talking about making careful considerations when it comes to governance. And the governance is meant to be that single source of truth, right? So snapshot votes are that single source of truth in terms of our journey with Botto. So yeah, I think that's more of where we are. There are more technical aspects which we will see with product-based updates. Vera will be posting that, I think, shortly in the improvements channel, which is also a broadcast channel on Discord. So if you haven't checked, please do. We publish all the iterations and all things to look forward to when it comes to Botto, its platform, and the agents.
Yeah, I wanted to just add one thing quickly, Chibi, too. I think, like you said, a lot of these calls that are going to be recorded and summarized and shared. And I think if this is something that interests you, I highly recommend that you take a look at those notes that we'll be sharing, and then also just post ideas in the ideas channel. I think we have a couple ideas, like you had mentioned, Chubby, of agents, but I think we're also open to hearing what other people have in terms of ideas and in terms of what other agents we could create and activate and bring into this more agentic ecosystem that we're trying to build for the DAO and for Botto.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. I love that call out, Connor. I think it's incredibly relevant, right? I think crowdsourcing ideas on what types of agents we can build is hugely beneficial, because we are just starting our journey and we are building out that foundational architecture for agents, right? And I think also contextualizing agents to benefit the DAO is crucial. And I will find it in a minute. Jesse from Variant, he posted a thesis. I think it was a thesis. I'm going to double check. he posted a thesis or a snippet of his thoughts on the AI agent meta, or DAOs 2.0, I found it. And it was, I think he also made reference to one of Vitalik's original papers back in 2014. In short, what I'm trying to really say is there was mention of AI facilitating and or enabling the DAO. That can mean very mundane tasks to the more difficult tasks, the automation of processes. So building agents in the context of Botto and how to enable the DAO, right? It in itself, AI agents in themselves are fantastic kind of resources and or value adds that we can slip into DAO processes. Governance agent is a very obvious example. I can also give another example that we could be thinking about. Community agents, right? So an agent that comes in and facilitates, for example, mini games. I'm riffing off an idea that Lauren threw at me the other day. So an agent hypothetically lives on our Discord or Telegram or any other social channel which we all participate on and hosts mini games and dispenses rewards, right? And rewards can be dispensed because you participated in a mini game or you've curated. And all of this can be incredibly organic and pretty much opt-in if you want to engage with the agent or not. I think those touch points really matter here, because that also accelerates our understanding as a DAO of what can an agent actually do? How does it act as an enabler to the DAO and then by proxy to Botto? There are some more direct plugs to agents and Botto, which we can get into later on or another time, which are also incredibly important. For example, the voting agent curating feedback on Twitter on what people currently like and then autonomously casting its own votes. That is accretive because we are able to plug that into Botto's art engine. It is plugged into Botto's art engine as direct layers of feedback, right? But there are so many angles we can uncover. I would love for us to explore them as a DAO. Drop any ideas and every ideas in Discord, just in the ideas channel. I see Son of Laz G. Sorry, I'm not sure how to pronounce that name. You have flagged. Just a simple moderating agent would be amazing for a DAO. Answering questions, summarizing exchanges, etc. Maybe acting as oracles for agents outside of Discord even. Absolutely, right? That is one perfect example of an enabler and or an accelerator to the DAO and to new entrants to the DAO specifically. I don't know whether you have participated often in governance, right? An example I can give you specific to what you've mentioned, summarizing exchanges. It would be amazing to just have an agent that sits and observes governance, observes all the discussion happening within specific threads, whether it's an ideas thread or a forum proposal thread, and you are able to tag the agent and say, hey, can you summarize the conversation so far? The question here then, is it so much an agent or is it a bot? And you can argue both ways, right? I think summaries are perhaps a little deterministic with a bit of probability sprinkled on top. Is this likely the desired answer or response? Yes or no versus let me fetch the information for you. We could flag that as like a support agent or a chat agent of some sorts. There are many ways in which we can package it and describe it, but maybe I'm getting a little too meta. I think your example is a great application of how to deliver added value to the DAO. And in terms of the like flow charting and ideation of the governance agent, this is part and parcel of it, right? So imagine that's why I highlighted the hallucination part a little earlier on in the discussion. Like Eric and the core contributor devs working on the agents at the moment, them dealing with this hallucination issue is so important, because if you, for example, Son of Lusty, you went in and were like, hey, tell me a little bit about this BIP, and it starts feeding you wrong answers, we are in hot waters, right? And it may end up kind of making discussions gravitate to a tangent or just flat out incorrectness. I actually see Eric just hopped into the audience. Hey, Eric, we were actually just talking about hallucinations. I'm gonna throw you on stage. How you doing, Eric?
Are you?
All good. I gave everyone a bit of an update earlier in the town hall about what we're working on in agents. The higher level overview, and I introduced to them the Discord broadcast channel where you kickstarted a couple of updates. I flagged to them the hallucinations part, and a very, very quick pitch on governance agents. Maybe you want to riff off of that. Feel free to go off on a tangent, but yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the teams, if not all of the teams that work on agent swarms, whether it's our team or whether it's OpenAI or whether it's Anthropic, all of us suffer from this thing called hallucination, which is really a byproduct of this kind of high dimensional interpolation that LLMs are really doing. The way it bubbles up to the surface for this governance agent that we're trying to build is it sometimes creates fake facts that we didn't condition on. Now, one of the ways in which we've tried to solve for this problem is we've essentially asked the LLM at the beginning of our prompts, stuff like, hey, if you don't know something, be upfront about it, don't hallucinate. And we've asked it to think and reflect on what it's about to say before it actually responds to the conversation and the questions that it gets asked. Now, these are kind of the de facto ways of trying to combat hallucination, though it is quite a weak form of conditioning, right? One of the things that we've looked at over the last 2 days was using this weak form of conditioning, albeit very easy to hack together to see if it's good enough for us. At this moment in time, I don't think it's good enough. One of the things that Chuby mentioned from our call earlier today was, hey, like, why don't we try to use a bigger model that's a little bit more expensive, a little bit more compute, but hopefully has a little bit better reasoning ability to see if these type of easy prompting, easy instructions where we explicitly ask it to not hallucinate, which seems like a very kind of crude way of doing it, which is also the way everybody else is trying it at this moment. Whether these big models alone will be good enough to try, again, this will be quite easy to try, and we'll have an answer quite soon. Now, what I've been brainstorming and started hacking together today was, in order to deal with hallucination that is better than explicitly prompting it, is to essentially expose the information, the knowledge base, the documents that we've exposed our governance agent to, essentially expose precisely what sliver of memory and information about Bottle that was retrieved and inputted and introduced to the LLM such that it could respond to, essentially exposing that information that it got exposed to the end user, right? So the use case would look like somebody from this channel asks this governance agent the following question: hey, what were the preceding BIPs that led up to BIP 66? What were the improvements that were proposed for these BIPs? Can you show numbers and numeric facts to support your claim? One of the issues of hallucination is, for example, if the actual proposed BIP 58, I'm making stuff up, but let's say BIP 58 proposed a 20% improvement in whatever metric, the LLM might hallucinate it to 15%. Now, the second and the current approach that we're looking at, it where we essentially expose the information and the sliver of memory that the LLM gets exposed to such that it can respond, that isn't changed in any way. That's straight from our snapshots, and that's straight from our forum website that we directly pull raw data from. So that's not polluted. Yeah, the word I'm looking for is that data is not polluted by any means. That's the source of truth, as long as whoever built that snapshot was confident in the way they built it. So what we're looking at is essentially we actually show the user that asked that question the raw data that was pulled from memory that the LLM introduced to figure out how to respond, right? So again, I'm kind of running around the bush here, but the way in which I'm approaching it now is whenever you ask a question, you yourself the person that has posed the question can observe the answer that comes from the LLM, where it will give you an answer, and at the bottom, it will also show the actual raw data that it used to generate that response to figure out, okay, I do see a link. I do see a piece of text from BIP Form 58 that explicitly says 20% improvement, and the governance agent has also said 20%. Okay, that checks out. I have built confidence that this is not a hallucination, that this is actual factual recall. Great. Now, on the other side, if the response from the governance agent says 15%, but at the bottom, the information that the raw information that it looked at said otherwise, you can see that discrepancy yourself as the person who have asked that question and be like, I'm not sure about whether or not I should trust the governance agent's response. So that's just what's been cooking in my head as of late.
And Eric, I touched upon this a little earlier prior to you hopping in, right? Earlier in the day, we spoke about hallucinations and you provided additional context on hallucinations may be everything that may be an issue that every team working on agents is grappling with, but hallucinations inherently aren't necessarily a bad thing. Can you provide a little more substance to that statement? I know I paraphrased you heavily.
Yeah.
I think it's important to understand in the context of what are we able to ship as core contributorship and what are the more low-hanging fruits, perhaps, because Carter did make a CTA and a very rightful one to throw in agent-based ideas in the ideas channel, right? So maybe this is a bit of a contextualizing factor, right? When are hallucinations a bad thing versus not a bad thing?
Yeah, so the interesting thing, and the conversation stemmed from a post by Andre Kaparthy, who used to run Tesla's autopilot program and is running his own shop now, which I also believe uses LLMs. And his position was one of the things that people get wrong and most researchers in this space get wrong is the way in which they talk about hallucinations. And Andre Kaparthy's position is everything is a hallucination. It's just high-dimensional interpolation that occurs within the LLM that people that use it, people that consume it, sometimes considered as a hallucination, not as a hallucination. What he's saying is they're all hallucinations. It's just the way in which we describe something as a hallucination or not is really contingent on whether it's useful for us or whether it's not useful for us. Whatever response that we get from an LLM, if we don't like it, we consider it a bug. We consider it a hallucination. If we like it, we consider it a feature and we don't consider it as a hallucination. Now, the concrete example here is, for example, there's a team that has pushed out an agent whose entire personality is built on roasting famous Twitter accounts. So, for example, it has found a lot of virality in roasting a lot of these politicians and regulatory-based Twitter accounts for obvious reasons because of Trump and whatnot. And here, the things that you would consider hallucination is actually a feature and a good thing, right? Because in this sense, if it goes off rails a little bit and you get that very wide diversity of output responses and you get like, you crank up the creativity meter, for lack of better words, that's actually a good thing, and that's actually considered a feature, right? Because when you roast people, there's never a wrong way to roast people, right? So whenever you get creative or whenever you go off the rails a little bit, and that actually happens to hit virality, the word hallucination has no place here because the environment in which you're deploying these LLM agents, the bounds are loose enough and the bounds are wide enough that you will never consider these outputs a bug, right? So that's one example at one end of the extreme. For us, because we do know We work under a lot more stricter bounds relative to that roasting agent. We do want to be careful and mindful about how creative the governance agent gets in its response and how diverse the space of diverse outputs that it chooses to pick from, right? Because again, if somebody here joins the server for the first time and asks, hey, what is going on in the BIP, the governance agent should be able to say, hey, like the most recent one is 70, this is it. These are the numbers that we're looking at. These contributors are the ones driving it. This is really an evolution of what came before it at 68. 68 was this. The context in which we use the governance agents, it's a lot more, we kind of know when it works and when it doesn't work. And although it can give opinions on whether it's a good thing or whether we should go from here, creativity and diversity of outputs is maybe a good thing, but there are definite parts to the governance agent interaction with the DAO community that we know has to be bulletproof. And in that sense, the way we look at hallucination is a lot different from the way a lot of these social agents view hallucinations, for sure.
And, you know, maybe contextualizing that a little bit more specific to Botto, when it comes to hallucinations, yes, in principle, we need to be more strict when it comes to DAO-led agents, ones that need to return the correct data and consistently be right. Are there low-hanging fruit out there? And you don't have to have an answer to this, just applying, just tickling everyone's brain who's listening in. Are there applications of agents in the context of Botto where hallucinations are okay? So you flagged the agent that critique political actors, right? That is very personality-based and it can go entirely off the rails. If you look at one of the intersections Botto tackles, which is obviously art, critique is very much open, subjective. Would it be a fair assessment to say, hey, having an agent that is coming in and critiquing people's observations, people's subjectivity within the Discord, is that something that we could immediately be looking into? Is that something that may be interesting to the DAO? Is that perhaps even core, or should that be maybe like a starting point while we wrestle with the concept of hallucinations with other agents like the governance agent? I don't know if you managed to follow along my train of thought there, Eric.
Yeah, I think from a broader sense, I think one low-hanging fruit that I saw today at the AI16Z Discord server was, based on just the sheer volume of people that interact in that server, what Jin has been doing is, it's just in pointing all of that discussion that's been generated to somewhere, which isn't important, but the punchline is it's been using an LLM to summarize the contribution of these people on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis. And I think the low-hanging fruit that is reliable to use LLMs for is summarization, where just the sheer volume of text is too much and there aren't too much kind of important precise numbers that you deal with, and it's just a lot of people saying, I did this, what do you think about this, and it just, a lot of people lose train of thought and then they come back in and lose the train of thought and come back in. You can essentially put that in a source somewhere and then rely on an LLM to summarize it, such that if the core contributors and the core operators of whatever DAO wants to get a very quick snapshot of what Carter is doing or what Parad's doing or what Axel's doing, and then get just a very quick bullet points of what has been going on this week, what has been going on during the month. These are pretty low-hanging fruits. Where it can really, where you go off from there is essentially automating that all the way through, where the Botto landing page could have a place where it gives up-to-date news on what's been happening with the DAO, where people just can come in and then look at, oh, these guys have been talking about this. So for example, like our conversation here, we can transcribe it and then we can put it and dump it into the same place that all the conversations happening in text. And then we can run the same LLM and then we can have 4, 5, 6 different places from which the place gets accumulated, whether it's the town hall, whether it's the Twitter spaces, or whether it's a governance channel. And then we can point to people there. And I think summarization is a pretty easy one and a pretty reliable one that doesn't require too much babysitting.
It's interesting. And what about taking that summarization one step further, right? So applying incentive to summarization, saying that's necessarily what we should be looking at when setting up an agent like this. But you know, you've touched on the very important subject of community participation. And I think there have been many DAO members over the years in which they perhaps have a smaller stake, but are very vocal and make as many attempts as possible to improve the DAO and improve Botto and lobby for many of the right things. Let's bridge this conversation with the concept of, let's say, a leaderboard.
Yeah.
So hypothetically, you have an agent that is summarizing everybody's opinions and or just purely logging participation and has a specific set of, or a loose set of defined criteria in which to gauge the type of engagement. So somebody who just posts a GM 1,000 times may not rank as high in the leaderboard as somebody who provides insight or careful and or has done their due diligence and or is coming in and filling in the blanks when it comes to new members seeking information, right? Perhaps an agent can act as a vehicle there, right? And maybe I'm going too off on a tangent, but I think that could be an extension then.
Yeah, I agree.
Very cool. Very cool. I'm just checking for time. I just want to say hello to Sync in the chat. Just checking for time. We have a lot to go through. I think we could talk about agents all day. Maybe I can flag a couple of governance proposals and flag P5 just very quickly and then round off the discussion in the town. So one governance proposal recently just passed on Snapshot, and that is time lock liquidity, where the DAO will be locking 10% of protocol and liquidity on mainnet and 10% on base. I think the bit passed with flying colors the other day. Just as a short aside, we tried out boosting this specific BIP 68, the time lock liquidity BIP, on Snapshot. And if I'm correct, I think there was a lot more governance participation, which is, I think, a promising sign. The next few BIPs don't have this. We can control for results there. I also do understand that it is a bit of a quieter time at the moment as we approach the festive period. What's currently live on Snapshot, there is BIP 70, which is redirecting a portion of the community initiatives budget to instant rewards. That value is 8,000 Botto per month, if I'm correct, which means 2,000 Botto will be distributed per week to everybody who comes in and has 100 Botto staked and is actively voting on Botto's outputs to help train Botto. So you can vote on that now live on Snapshot. The other two snapshots that are currently live is a holiday break where we're pushing the new period to the 7th of January. Core rationale there is, one, it's a quieter period. Two, I think the human side to Botto needs a bit of a break as well and a bit of downtime. And three, when it comes to marketing endeavors, it is logical to start this at the new year. I will flag that starting in on the 7th of January has no detrimental impact on Botto having 52 minted artworks within a calendar year, so provenance is unaffected throughout 2026 and 2027. I also think in 2028, but don't hold me to that. So it lines up pretty nicely. And then finally, also live on Snapshot BIP 71B, which is the timing of new rounds, because a lot of hotfixes are applied at the beginning of and end of each round. We are asking that rounds finish earlier at 1600 Central European Time or 10 a.m. Eastern or I think that's 7 a.m. Pacific. But it's rooted at that 1600 Central European time, because time zones do something dodgy where Central European time may go forward or back an hour, but Eastern time doesn't go back forward an hour for another week. Just flagging that is an addendum to 71. That is a separate vote, but that is also now live on Snapshot. We also have a Solana snapshot moving a portion of Botto's liquidity, or wormholing a portion of Botto's liquidity onto Solana. That will be voted on likely this week. So final call for input there. You can contribute either on forum.botto.com or in the discussion threads on Discord. That's, as I think, far as we are currently with governance. It's been a very busy December. I think we've seen five or six snapshots so far planned and executed on in Botto's governance. Platform iterations are to come tomorrow. Sorry, no, rather today. I think, Vero, you're about to post that. I've seen it lying around somewhere. It looks great. There's a lot to look forward to on the platform side. So definitely give that a read. And then we have P5. So there is a P5 proposal currently available. I think it's labeled under BIP discussion, BIP 72. It's a Botto drop with Verse, and it's a continuation of Botto's learnings in P5, where it creates P5 canvases autonomously over time, and then either iterates on them, mutates them, or fuses a bundle of canvases with one another based on the feedback from the DAO. So there will be continuation of that. It will translate into a sales event of Botto and a new collection. I'm correct. The improvement proposal stipulates 52 unique canvases that are then dropped. They're minted on mainnet and then they are then dropped through Verse. I don't have the exact specific dates. They are likely in the improvement proposal, but the drop itself will happen in February. And us as a DAO, we will be providing feedback to Botto throughout the last, I think, the second or third week of January up until February. The very cool thing about this version of P5 is that the concept of rounds is eliminated, which is based on a copious amount of feedback from a few DAO stewards, so just want a head nod there, which basically means Botto, whenever it creates a new version or iteration of a P5 output, this will spawn, I think, in 30-minute intervals on the new front end. So there's a lot to look forward to. The curation process will be a lot more dynamic. We are finalizing the front end such that we are exposing Botto's processes when it comes to creating or adjusting outputs. So all the decision-making that it does along the way to understand its own outputs and flag its own outputs, which are then made available to a separate database, all of these processes will become visible. You're able to see into more of Botto's agentic nature when it comes to P5. So I've raced through a lot of the talking points of Botto of the past few weeks. I hope I've provided a strong summary to anyone who's listening in. But yeah, we have a couple of minutes left. I'm not too sure if we have anything else we want to cover. Vero, maybe you want to talk about the metrics dashboard. Otherwise, you feel free to give an async update and maybe even start an ideas chat, because I understand you're quite far in the process. You have a lot of the scripts and automations kind of in your pocket.
Yeah, I can quickly briefly touch up on that.
Definitely.
It's prototyped. I've started building it and I'm going to be online tomorrow during office hours. I'm happy to share that prototype with anybody that comes online. It will be posted on the product announcements that I will post shortly. And essentially, it's going to be a one-stop shop for checking metrics. It's going to be very holder/investor focused. So checking many engagement metrics and financials in one place. So essentially, going to be an iteration of the current metrics page. And yeah, we won't have to check many different dashboards anymore, and it will just be the one place to look at.
Great. Yeah, I love that. One-stop shop is a very apt description of the metrics portal. And something maybe to flag to everybody who currently uses the Carbotto dashboard, the Carbono dashboard will be more or less embedded, or all those data points will be embedded in this metrics one-stop shop, right?
Exactly. We're going to be pulling data from Dune's API and reusing their queries, or self-funded queries. In the meantime, I will share that I'm going to be updating the Carbono dashboard queries. All the data from the latest periods is there until this new dashboard is live.
Very, very cool. Thank you, Vera. I think maybe final thing to flag, they will probably be a small Christmas campaign to keep us entertained. I think Lauren is looking to set that up. Carter, maybe you may know more, but I think we will reveal it in an announcement in a couple of days. I think Lauren's just packaging it. So I think there'll be some Botto to win and or some goodies to win. We ran something similarly last year, I think, with a curation campaign. I'm not sure about the setup, but I am looking forward to it.
Yeah, Lauren and I are cooking a couple ideas right now. It will be obviously nothing going on, nothing voting for Botto, but there will be a couple fun things that we're planning and hopefully sharing with everyone tomorrow on Friday. Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah, look forward to it.
Cool. Awesome. And maybe a final shout out. A lot of this town hall has been focused on agents. One interesting aspect of agents, which I think I flagged earlier in the discussion and Erica has touched upon, I think, is the concept of mini games. Not too sure how many listeners in here have dabbled in AI-based code. I will flag to everyone who is listening in that co-piloting an AI through an IDE, let's say, I think many of us may know Bolt.new or Lovable.dev. Those are the flavor of the month kind of apps people are using. Cursor, I think, is more advanced. I'm talking about the really like easy to use prompt and it gives you something, right? In any case, sorry, I'm just reacting to a message Carter wrote in the town hall chat. In any case, I know that a DAO member is currently building a mini game and he's actually using Cursor, and I flagged to him, he can always try Bolt.new. But we have a load of API endpoints that are just live and being used on the platform. We are happy to build more to help bring a mini game to life. And mini games can be anything. I'll give you a bit more context. The DAO member is currently building a version of GeoGuessr, but contextualized by Botto. I think these things can be incredibly fun, even just when you're taking calls with other people or anyone else who's Botto-pilled. If you do have interest in trying to develop something, hit me up, let me know. Or just flag it in the general chat on Discord. And we can set up a couple of bounties. I think that is something that can be incredibly fun. AI is at a point now where you can iterate incredibly quickly, even if you're not a developer. And I know many of us are doing so. I haven't. So Eric just flagged that there is Devon, which is maybe Eric, you can provide a bit more context to Devon before we finish this town hall. I remember there was Devon.ai, Devon, D-E-V-I-N. Is that the one you're referring to?
I believe so. I don't know how Devon is spelled, but yeah, it's essentially similar to Cursor.
Yes.
The main difference is it's really integrated into Slack. Yeah, it's D-E-V-I-N. It's integrated into Slack, so you can use natural language as we're using it here to ask Devon to change something, and then it will create its own PR and it will push it. It will try to iterate on it. There's a lot of buzz because people are saying after it goes above 400 lines of code, it's just not able to maintain the plot and it's not really worth $500.
Ah, interesting. So maybe a bit of final context on Devon itself. I think Devon was precursory to the likes of Cursor. Cursor was already out when Devon launched, or when Devon was announced. But Cursor hadn't really picked up critical mass yet. Devon was positioned as a coding agent that could basically solve, I think they said 90% of, or up to 90% of hub issues, and that's how they tested it. It's interesting to hear what you've overheard, Eric, that it's unable to perform properly after a certain amount.
Yeah, they the main reason why it doesn't work is hallucinations.
Yeah, there you go. We're back there. But yes.
Yeah, honestly.
Very cool. In any case, if anyone wants to build anything, you know, flag it in general chat. We'll definitely try set something up. I think mini games are the lowest hanging fruit, but there are probably many other things that are buildable around Botto. We should likely, as a DAO, set up some kind of bounty program for this. But yeah, looking forward to hearing what you guys think. Office hours tomorrow. Office hours usually happens at 8 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and 6 p.m. Is it 6 p.m.? I don't know. Carter, help me out. When do we host office hours? It's 11 a.m. Eastern. Sorry. Office hours is always hosted at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, or 5 p.m. Central European. If you do want to just hop in for a chat, we're there every Friday or almost every Friday. And we can talk about anything, whether it's agents or anything Botto related or unrelated to Botto. Feel free. Thanks for listening in. Catch you all in the new year. And wishing everyone a great festive period. Thanks, everyone.